Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Oh Boy, the podcast, quarantine week. I don't really remember, but it's another week of quarantine. What week?
It's almost been a month.
Oh, my God.
Well, anyway, didn't this start like the 13th of March, or was it? I'm trying to remember which Lost Bros Monday drop it was.
It's less depressing if you don't keep track.
Yeah, you know, time flies when you're having fun. All right, so this week we have a fun game that we're playing, but first we're going to talk about the most, like, depressing piece of news, I guess, is the fact that the Jungle Cruise movie has been delayed a full year, and I don't know, maybe it's a blessing. Maybe it was not ready. Maybe the jokes weren't funny. Maybe The Rock, I don't know.
They're not going to be.
I don't think they're refilming it. So we're going to get the quality.
Yeah. Let's just go with the story that they're scrapping what they have because it was not good enough, and they're making it amazing for us for next year. That's what I'm going to hold on to because that's the only.
It was like in real life. You know how the boat sank? Their boat sank, and now they have to reshoot it.
Yeah. Everything, all the tapes got flooded. It's yeah, just a mess.
Their only boat sank.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So Jungle Cruise, the movie, is being delayed until summer 2021. And we want to know, we're going to ask all, like each other, but what is your favorite movie that was based off of an attraction? And before we started this podcast, I did ask what other movies there were, and as I asked it clicked that there are actually ones, and I thought of them. So if anybody would like to start with theirs.
May I go first?
Sure.
Okay. My favorite one was Tomorrowland, and I know that may not be a popular opinion. It starred George Clooney.
Oh God.
Did you remember that? Did you see that movie?
I saw that. I remember seeing the trailer for it, and it lost me when this girl picked up a coin and she was zapped into some other realm. And I was like, no, that's not for me this year.
It was.
But that's not an attraction. That's a land.
Oh,
the details.
I mean, I think this is, that's probably what.
Well, Laura, that's why. Question
was asking.
Okay.
Well, why do you like that one the best?
Oh my God, it's such a cool adventure through Tomorrowland, and you see Space Mountain, and like you, it's just like such a cool, like, imagining of what it would be like, you know, if Tomorrowland existed and a guy was trying to like break into it and exploit it as he did in the movie, and George Clooney, you know.
So that would not have even made my top five, but thank you for that.
I only, honestly, I was kind of with Joe. I could only think of Pirates. What else is
Pirates is the only right answer.
Well, yeah, but no, everyone's going to pick Pirates. That's what I picked.
I mean, like, Haunted Mansion had one, but that was pretty weak.
Oh my God, that was mine. That's my choice.
Whoop. Wait, I never saw it.
It's Wait, which one is
starring, here? Starring Eddie Murphy? Are you kidding?
Haunted Mansion.
Oh, yeah.
Are the Hitchhiking Ghost in it?
I don't think so.
Are the Stretching Portraits?
I also don't think so.
This movie sounds already not that great. What do we?
I don't know. Master Gracie was in it.
Wait, is he really?
Yeah, and I think so is Madame Leota, isn't she?
Yeah, there's a I think so.
Yeah, because isn't it played by that woman? Oh my God, I can think of her voice. I can hear it in my head. Is that
Fran Drescher?
No,
it's the Sheffield.
Close, but I don't know. But yeah, that's my favorite. I love that movie.
I'll have to watch it. It's on Disney Plus, right?
Yeah, and I had it on DVD as a kid.
Of course you did.
I thought I only had room in my life for one haunted house movie, but Hotel Transylvania will have to be. I'll have to move it out of my my peripherals and start looking at Haunted Mansion.
A cult classic.
It is. Oh my God, I love Hotel Transylvania. It's so good.
I think that Pirates of the Caribbean is the obvious choice because it is also the right choice. Like, and I think the franchise, like, definitely, like, has maybe lost its way over the course of five films. But if you look at just the first Pirates movie, that movie is so good.
I mean, I thought they were all good. It just ended up being a lot of the same. It's like a lot of pirate for me, but
Yeah, they lost me once boats started turning upside down, and I was just like, I don't know.
The first movie, though, was so good, and it was like this perfect realization of something that only existed in a theme park.
True.
I mean, yeah, that was pretty unique. Wait, what else is there? Lex, what do you pick?
I would have to say Rise of the Resistance. That would be mine.
Wait, I thought it was the movie came after the attraction.
Oh, movie came after the attraction. Oh, I think it was just
that's what we're talking about, right?
Oh.
Are we just talking about other things? It's like, because then anyone could have picked like Alice in Wonderland, right?
Well, we don't have that at Disney World, so we couldn't have done that.
Wait, what are our teacups from?
Oh, sorry. I was thinking of Alice Ride in Disneyland.
Oh. Yuck.
Okay, just kidding. The ride came first.
See, yeah. Or, I think that's why I thought, like, what else is there?
Yeah, attraction to movie.
Oh,
wait, how many are there other ones?
There's a Country Bear movie. Wasn't the attraction?
I don't know if anyone's seen that.
Oh, I don't.
It exists.
Well, I think I had that on DVD as well.
Oh my God, Joe, get off the call.
Cody, then how come yours isn't Splash Mountain?
Oh, that was
movie to film.
I mean, movie to
film
ride.
Before the ride.
Oh, movie was before the ride. Shoot, my gosh.
I don't know if I could love that. I've never seen that movie one, but I heard that movie is also kind of racist. That's the one, right? Song of the South? Is that the racist one that they won't put on Disney Plus?
Yeah. Attraction first. Dude, I really don't know.
I really want to say Space Mountain, although I know there's no Space Mountain movie. Just want to say it. All right, so wait, go the other way. What are you going to say? Rise of the Resistance?
Oh, yeah.
Break that one down.
It's Star Wars. And I love Star Wars, and I love Ben Solo.
Okay, I have a list of all the movies technically based on attractions.
Wait, let's hear it.
Where was that? A minute ago.
It says 9 different movies, so Tomorrowland, The Country Bears, like 30 Pirates movies. It says Mission to Mars.
Is that Mission to Space?
I guess. Haunted Mansion, Tower of Terror.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah,
That's the Twilight Zone.
No, I think it... I think it's an actual movie about the attraction, or like Tower of Terror in the park.
What?
It's in 1997.
Well, then I guess I would say that, because Tower of Terror is my favorite ride ever. So that's what I pick.
All right.
Yeah, it says Disney's Tower of Terror. Like, it's not Twilight Zone.
Huh. Interesting. I need to watch that.
I wonder if that's
It says no connection at all to the Twilight Zone. It was actually filmed at the attraction in Orlando and the rest in a stage at Hollywood, California.
Wow.
Wait, so that's was it filmed on location? Where was it filmed?
One of the main characters' name is Buzzy, so Trigger. But yes, it says it was partly filmed at the actual attraction here in Orlando.
Wait, so then the attraction... Oh, sorry, the attraction was first. That's the whole point. Attraction is first. Attraction is first. Dang it.
It's
okay.
Kirsten Dunst in it.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
TBT.
Oh, I love her.
MJ?
Yeah. MJ. Oh, what's her name from Bring It On?
She was the star of the award-winning movie Bachelorette, which is what I'm running with.
There you go.
All right.
That sounds interesting.
Shall we get into our game for this week?
Let's get into it.
All right. So Cody came up with an idea for today's podcast game based off of another game that we probably will not mention, but it's basically like we're going to call it Keep, Change, Erase Walt Disney World Edition. So we're going to like name three, or Molly maybe will name three different attractions or things at the parks, specifically Walt Disney World. And we're each going to decide whether or not which one we would keep out of the three of them. We're going to choose one of them to change to be something else that we come up with ourselves that would be a different attraction, right?
I think just like changing it in general.
And then we're going to erase one from the parks entirely, which is my favorite thing because I love getting rid of things. So yeah.
The worst.
Let's get into it with our first one. Molly, would you like to take it away?
Sure. So first one's going to be Keep Change Erase, Space Mountain, Big Thunder, and Splash Mountain.
This is so easy. It's not even funny.
It's so easy for me too.
Oh, I feel like I'm going to have an unpop a pin.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so I would like to keep... Okay, yeah, all right, here's what we're doing. I would like to keep Splash Mountain. I would like to change Space Mountain.
To what?
To California Space Mountain. And then I would like to erase Big Thunder Mountain because... Disneyland's is better anyway. Come on, grow up.
The same logic applies to Splash Mountain. Get rid of, or not Splash Mountain, Space Mountain. Get rid of it.
I would rather have their Space Mountain than our Big Thunder.
Literally, Cody, those are exactly my three for those three exact reasons.
I knew it. I mean,
the exact, like to the T, exact same reasons.
Same brain.
I know.
So I said erase Space Mountain because it's embarrassing in comparison. Keep Big Thunder because I really like Big Thunder. And I would change Splash Mountain. Like, you know, maybe get rid of the Song of the South, bring it into the 20th century. Maybe a Princess and the Frog theme.
That's the only... So I started stuttering at the beginning because I thought, oh, I'll keep Big Thunder. I'll change Splash Mountain and make Splash Mountain cooler. And then get rid of space, but I decided, wait, I don't want to get rid of space. So I did a last minute flop.
So you almost did the same.
Totally agree. They should change the Splash Mountain theme. I would love that.
Y'all ready for this?
We know you're getting rid of Splash. Don't worry.
Okay. Yeah. I saw a tweet last week about how if you want to experience Splash Mountain at home, just go in the shower and start screaming. And I thought that was really funny. We're definitely going to burn Splash Mountain to the ground because that's just no. I love Big Thunder Mountain. It's my favorite mountain of all the mountains just because it's fun. It goes super fast and it's the best ride to ride at night at Magic Kingdom, IMO. And then we're going to change Space Mountain because, yes, agreed, the Disneyland one is better. And also the one here, I get paranoid about my head being chopped off by the bars that I can't see. So definitely would change it to be more spatially aware of taller folk.
Taller folk.
I could have guessed all
Joe,
of
you're
that.
Not taller folk.
Right, but
what folk do you talk about?
Who are you worried about?
Anybody above 5 foot.
Oh.
That would mean sure I'm taller thing. Folk. Wow.
Yeah. So that's that on that.
All right.
Okay. The next one is the People Mover, Spaceship Earth, and Haunted Mansion.
Hmm. This one was really sad for me.
Wait, run this again?
People Mover, okay. Spaceship Earth, and Haunted Mansion.
Oh, no.
I'll go first because this is going to be unpopular, I think. But I said to erase the People Mover. It would make me really sad because I love the People Mover. But it's in Tomorrowland, and if that's the transportation of tomorrow, we are in deep trouble.
True.
Like, there's no way that's the most efficient way of getting around tomorrow. I would change Spaceship Earth, kind of like what they're doing anyway, like just updating it, like including more modern stuff. And then I would keep Haunted Mansion exactly as is, because I love the Haunted Mansion.
Very nice.
Wow. Wait, I'm stressed out. Someone else go first, because I do not know what to put to do yet.
And okay. Colton and I had the same answer, so I'm good on this one.
All right, I will go. I will keep Spaceship Earth. I will change People Mover, kind of like Colton said, though, to like it needs updating. It needs a more future moving system. And bye-bye Haunted Mansion, because Disneyland is superior, and I don't care to go on ours ever. Because Disneyland ruined it for me.
Oh my God.
Goodbye, Haunted Mansion. See you in California.
All right. I think I will have a different opinion than everyone's. Actually, I think I actually have CJ's. I think I would like to keep the Haunted Mansion. Actually, no. I want to change Haunted Mansion to be California's Haunted Mansion. And if I was doing dream changes, I would add like 5 more rooms and make it even longer. I would keep Spaceship Earth exactly how it is because it is so magical, and I would get rid of the People Mover too because I think it is actually the weakest out of the three.
It's sad
to get rid of because I like having you know, you walk into Magic and you can immediately get on something and feel like you've accomplished and like made your time worth it already. But
yeah, that makes me sad.
Big sad.
Okay, keep, change, erase, Seven Dwarves, Slinky Dog, or Everest.
This one is very interesting. And I'm still thinking about my answer.
I already know.
What's yours?
Take it away.
I would bye-bye Seven Dwarves. I would keep Slinky Dog. I think it's so cute and so perfect. And I would change Everest because we need the Yeti to be fixed.
That honestly was what I was leaning towards as well, but my reasoning for changing Everest would be I would want, like, IP in there. Maybe, like, the guy from, what's his name? The Abominable Snowman from Monsters, Inc. could be at Animal Kingdom.
Ooh.
And he could be replacing the Yeti. But yeah, and I would definitely get rid of Seven Dwarves because the line is too long and I just can't stand the interactive queue, which is an unpopular opinion, but I hate them.
Very good. I like your answers because they're my answers.
I had different.
I will say I'm going to keep Seven Dwarves. I think it's great.
Oh.
Actually, sorry, switch up. Keep Everest exactly the way it is. I assume one day they'll fix the Yeti. I'm going to change Seven Dwarves. I would leave it exactly the way it is, except maybe just change, like, maybe make it
longer.
Longer. I was going to say longer or more people at once so the wait's not so long. But another that ride could benefit from another 30 to 45 seconds. And I would honestly get rid of Slinky Dog because I honestly, I'm so sorry. I truly care the least about that. I think it's really cool and it's really fun seeing Star Wars Land and all that. But I think I have so much like contempt towards Toy Story Land in general that like, honestly, it's like, yeah, I'm good.
I agree with Cody. Erase Slinky Dog because in a perfect world, we would erase all of Toy Story Land and start over with something that matters.
Oh my God.
I would.
Toy Story Land is a failure.
I love it.
I mean, like.
It's just too small, but yeah, I do love it. It's
too hot. There's no shade. The whole thing is like very poorly planned. I would make Seven Dwarves longer, though, and keep Everest as is.
Very good.
You're the only. Yeah. I mean, I do like Slinky Dog, don't get me wrong. It's just it's definitely the one that I would get rid of those three.
All right.
Yeah.
Next, we have Living with the Land, Small World, and Three Caballeros.
Okay, I already know mine right away.
Yeah, I think everybody might have the same answer for this one.
We are keeping Living with the Land. We are changing Small World to Disneyland Small World. And we are saying bye-bye to those three cabs.
Well, mine was going to be different.
You guys are all the same?
No,
mine's different.
All right, Joe, what's yours?
Lex made several points with Disneyland Small World. I would 100% agree with keeping Living with the Land because it's perfect.
Perfect.
I would get rid of Small World just because it does kind of scare me a bit.
You want you want three cabs to stay?
Yeah, just because, like, I think of Epcot as is, and I'm like, oh, they're really, no tea, no shade to Epcot, but kind of because...
What are you going to do when it's Coco?
That's the thing. I would change it. I would keep it and change it, I would change it to Coco. Well, I mean, I guess that's already happening, but I would change it to something else than it is.
No,
just because I like having a ride there, and it's like, oh, I'm going to go in Mexico, I'm going to have, like, my drink, and I'm just going to go enjoy some AC for a little while.
I have the same answers as Joe for the same reasons. Only Small World doesn't scare me. I just don't like it.
Yeah, I'm pretty much in the same department. I'm saying definitely erase Small World from here because California's is just... I try not to let a lot of Disneyland stuff ruin Disney World versions of it, but that one really like made me like... I just can't get down on our Small World anymore. Three Cabs and Living with the Land are kind of interchangeable for me. I would love to keep Three Cabs and have Living with the Land maybe just update some of the screens and stuff that are getting old and faded, but I could also just change.
So you guys are telling me you guys want to live in a world where when people come visit Walt Disney World for their one trip in their life, there's no Small World there, but don't worry, there's three cabs.
Lex, if I could go back in time and stop Small World from happening at the World's Fair, I would do
that. Wait, why would you do that?
I cannot stand Small World in any variety of any sort.
This is horrible.
Do you like the song?
I hate this podcast.
The song is pretty terrible. Small
World. I love Small World. I just love Disneyland so much more.
Well, the Sherman Brothers did say you either want to hug me or kiss me or kill me for making that song.
That is true.
You either want to kiss me or kill me.
That's what everyone said to me about Under the Sea.
Oh my God. Oh, all right. Okay. Next question.
Peter Pan, Under the Sea with Little Mermaid, or Dumbo?
Oh, again.
Oh, come on. This is easy, right?
Wait, I don't know.
I don't know. It's
not easy. Yeah, what? Oh, I'm sorry. Wait. Oh, hold on. I skipped a few ahead. Okay, Dumbo, we're obviously getting rid of, right?
I did not say that.
I don't know that I'm saying that.
Oh my God. I'm getting rid of Dumbo in the blink of an eye, Thanos style. Except faster than he made people snap away.
Dumbo is iconic.
And oh my
God. So cute.
This is me snapping it out of existence right now. And I would keep Peter Pan, aside from the fact that it's like always broken and dying. I think that is classic magic. And then Little Mermaid, I would give them like the extra couple million dollars they needed to actually finish that ride. So the last scene actually has a ceiling and they could add like a couple extra scenes that don't just skip from like the first act of the movie directly to the final 2 minutes of the movie.
So I said I would keep Dumbo because I think the Dumbo ride is cute and iconic. I would actually change Peter Pan because the statues in Peter Pan are kind of creepy. Like it definitely like could use like a 2020 budget. And then I said I would get rid of Under the Sea Little Mermaid because I don't think it's really that good. Kind of forever, all the same reasons Cody said it's not really that good. Only I would.
I'll be honest. I would not hate if they shut Peter Pan down for 2 years and kind of like redid everything and just made it look very, not like screens new, but like flip-flop all the statues and like repaint and make
everyone... I want the same feel but a different look for Peter Pan.
Oh my God, like the new Mickey Shorts animations by Peter Pan. Just kidding.
So Colton, we have the same ones, but my reason for Dumbo staying is that was the very first ride my kids ever did at Magic Kingdom.
Aww.
And so that has to stay there until I die. I would get rid of Little Mermaid because, yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that ride. It's fine. It's nice to be in the AC. It's something to do, but I could live without it. And then Peter Pan, yeah. I mean, I know that there's history with how old it is, but we have that over at Disneyland. I think a really cool updated version of what we have would be so cool.
Nice.
I love that.
Yeah. Joe?
All right. So I would 100% keep Little Mermaid just because I truly do love that ride for whatever reason. It always has a fast pass or you can literally just walk on. And it's just nice to escape the AC, listen to Little Mermaid songs, and just then go on about your day.
You'll be so careful where this goes next.
I am very torn here because I truly hate both of these next rides.
You don't like Peter Pan?
No, and only because I had never ridden it before. A, because I didn't really know it was a thing when I didn't live here, and I was like, oh, they have a Peter Pan ride at Magic Kingdom. That's so random. When did that get there? And once I found out and saw that it was a 90-minute wait and never had a fast pass for it, I was like, well, this better be the best attraction at Magic Kingdom because I just don't know why anybody in their right mind would wait 90 minutes for this if it wasn't amazing. And so I wrote it and was severely let down. But I will say it is kind of fun for me to like, you know, you're in a boat and you're like flying above all the scenes. So for that reason alone, I will have to change it to make it so where the line is not always so long and perhaps it goes a little bit faster or I don't know, something so that it's not a 90-minute wait at all hours of the day. And then Dumbo can just honestly go because I have never understood why we need more than one attraction that is like the style of Dumbo, where it's just like you have Aladdin, like the magic carpets of Aladdin, then you have Triceratops Spin. And I honestly don't know. Maybe because there's another Joe, one that I'm missing.
When you have Joe, when you have children, you're going to rethink that exact question very hard.
I don't know. That I'm not.
Can I ask you then, Joey, what if you did this with Triceratops, Aladdin, and Dumbo? Like, which one would you keep and get rid of?
Get rid of Dumbo. Keep.
Absolutely.
Triceratops.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Because there I accept no that Dino Land is like
Triceratops. There's no connection. No, but like, it is literally a fair ride.
Yeah, that's why. Dino Land is like a little fair, and I'm like, oh that fits there because like that's what you would see at a fair.
I'm horrified. At all cost.
This is horrifying.
That's crazy. I would keep magic carpets. I would get rid of Dumbo, and then I would change. I would change the dinosaur ride to instead be rotating. A Carnotaurus is the one, and then the one ahead of it is the Iguanodon. Like he's chasing it, and then the next one is a Time Rover, and then the next one is full-bodied Dr. Seeker, like 6 feet tall, like just floating up and down, and you're like sitting on top of his head.
What? This is very intense.
End this one, Molly. On to the next.
Okay. So now some shows. Finding Nemo the Musical, The Beauty and the Beast Show, and Festival of the Lion King.
Oh, no.
It's okay. I know what to do, guys.
Okay, you go first. I don't like this.
Okay, so here's the deal. Here's why this is easy for me. I've never seen Beauty and the Beast, so you can't love what you don't know. So we're going to just get rid of Beauty and the Beast because I've never seen it, and I am none the wiser if I never see it again. But you know what? I have seen the movie, so I have a pretty good idea on how that one ends. I would change Festival of the Lion King just a little bit. You know the big character parade shoot things that roll out where like Pumbaa's like 80 feet tall?
Yes.
I would maybe change those guys. Maybe bring in some new blood. Maybe Scar something. I don't know. A hyena. maybe have like instead of Pumbaa being so big, because Pumbaa's not really that big. He's big, but not that big. Maybe make him like regular size, like maybe let a warthog run around, you know, maybe introduce a live animal component. Oh. And then I would keep Nemo exactly the way it is, because you can't hear those songs or see that show anywhere else except Spotify and YouTube. And that one, Finding Nemo, deserves to stay.
Okay, I know mine now.
How did that help?
It didn't help, but while you were talking, I was thinking.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay, I have a reason for this, okay? So I have seen Festival of the Lion King more times than I can count, because anytime I go with someone who's never been to Disney World, it's like it's the best show on property. You have to go see it. Like, that's what you have to do. And then it's just like an animal kingdom. It's great to get out of the heat. It's easy to whatever. But I've seen it so many times, I would be very okay if I never saw it again. And so I would get rid of Festival of the Lion King. I would keep Finding Nemo, the musical, as is, because it's perfect. I love it so much. The little Nemo singing, that's my dad. And then Beauty and the Beast, it needs to be updated and changed desperately. But I love that show there. I want it to stay. I love the whole like Broadway feel of it. So it needs to stay, but it needs to be updated and changed.
I honestly think that was great.
Yeah?
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay,
all right.
That was mine too.
Now that I think of it, I have seen Lion King a lot of times.
Yeah, I'd be fine if I never saw it again.
Yeah, and I would probably change Beauty and the Beast, like the show, to probably just not even be Beauty and the Beast, but just something else. Well, now you can
leave the podcast. That's fine.
Well, no, I mean, it should, like, I don't know. That show bores me, so maybe an update would be better, but at least I would probably change it to something that's not Beauty and the Beast, because I think that something much cooler could go in there, even if it was Mickey and the Magical Map, which I don't really vibe with. But, oh yeah, Spider-Man musical, like,
Spider-Man Live, the Ballad of Spider-Man and Mary Jane.
Ugh.
What? Tap, a tap. Green Goblin taps to the Spider-Man theme song.
Oh my god.
Yeah. This is great.
I'm going to be so honest with you guys. I said delete all of them. I hate musicals. I hate musicals. I hate everything to do with anything that even looks like those three things. So delete all of them. Give me anything that interests me more.
Just delete Disney World and put in a Costco. Give us the world's biggest Costco.
Oh my god.
I'm really excited for this next one because it is going to be dang near impossible.
Okay. So it's
so easy.
Flight of Passage, called? Rise of the Resistance, and Runaway Railway.
Oh, this is not me. Right. I hate how
easy it is for me now that
it's so easy.
Yeah, this is not hard.
You guys are all going to say get rid of Rise of the Resistance. I already know.
Absolutely.
100%.
Yes.
We need to get rid of Rise of the Resistance. Runaway Railway needs to stay the way it is until the day we die.
No.
Correct. Yes, correct.
Yep.
It needs to be longer.
Okay. I mean, well, actually, I was just going to do that for Flight of Passage, but you could really do it to either one.
Yeah.
The only thing I think of is if you had to like truly change something and not just say like make it longer, I would keep Runaway Railway the way it is, and then I would take Flight of Passage and do like another IP. Like, oh, I know what I would do. I would make it Big Hero 6, and you're sitting on the back of Baymax and you're flying around San Francisco. That's what I would do. And then keep Runaway the same and then get rid of Rise of the Resistance because I saw that movie.
So I think Flight of Passage is, again, I love the Mickey shorts, but I think Flight of Passage is a more impressive ride than Runaway Railway is. Like on Runaway Railway, I was like, oh, this is like the Cars ride at Disneyland. Oh, this is like another ride that I've been on. It felt like they were just reusing technology that had already been used on other attractions. So I would like to see Runaway Railway be longer with something more novel, but I would leave Flight of Passage and delete Rise of the Resistance.
Lex?
Okay. All right. I'm obviously... Oh, God. Okay. All right. I want to change Rise of the Resistance a little bit. The one issue I had with it is that, like, any sort of explosives was all, like, screen and sound. There was no, like, real fire anywhere or, like, real lasers beaming across. It was all just, like, projection. And, like, if Universal could do it on Spider-Man back 20 years ago, basically, like, we can do it now. Like, there should have been some sort of real explosion, like fire or, like, something like that.
Yeah, if I were changing anything, I think there should have been a part where Kylo Ren actually chokes me out, you know?
Oh. Do I have to censor that?
Yeah, I would take that out.
I think that one's that. We could leave that.
So, okay. And then I would keep Flight of Passage as is, and I'd get rid of Mickey's Runaway Railway.
Oh, God, I'm quaking. I've got to go. I can't believe she did that. She kept Rise and got rid of Runaway Railway.
Well, I'm a Star Wars fan, so what do you think?
Oh, it just makes me sad.
Okay. Enchanted Tiki Room, Carousel of Progress, and PhilharMagic.
Wait, I thought it was Monsters. Wait.
I thought it was Monsters.
Changed it. Maybe you guys shouldn't read ahead.
Oh my god.
I wasn't reading ahead. I just saw it right now. That's what it says currently. Okay. This is terrifying. So I am definitely going... Oh no, never mind. Hold on. I don't want to go first. I need a moment.
Oh, I can go first.
Go, Jim. Go.
All right. So we are 110% keeping PhilharMagic is my favorite attraction at Magic Kingdom. So that one has to stay. Gonna be keeping it real. We're getting rid of Carousel of Progress. I like nothing about that ride. I understand that there is history there. I never have liked history as well, but I just don't vibe with Carousel of Progress. It's my least favorite thing at Magic Kingdom next to the Speedway.
You know that's my favorite Magic Kingdom.
If you ride, say what
right?
I know, and I'm sorry. It's just my least favorite thing.
Okay.
And I would change Tiki Room because it's just, I don't know, I think No, I would change it. I'm not going to put Moana in there, but...
Okay, there we go.
But the birds need a little bit of a makeover. Like, get a Mua in there, and it's over for those birds.
All right. I think I... Unfortunately, I have to get rid of PhilharMagic because I love all three, and I would love to keep it, but I don't know how I would survive. If we go back to the parks in a couple months and there's no and Tiki Room and Progress are mysteriously gone, like, I don't know what I'll do. If PhilharMagic was gone, I would say, well, all right, weird. So I think I would have to get rid of PhilHar, as much as I would love to just pick that as my change and remaster it a little bit. I would keep Carousel exactly how it is, and I would take Tiki Room and I would update it a little bit and make everything a little less noisy in there. All like the, all the electronics that are like, psh, and making noises, you know what I mean? Every time they move, I would change that, make it a little more seamless.
So with the new list of attractions, I would still burn down the Tiki Room with the birds inside it.
Oh my god.
Start up, burn it down and leave no evidence that it ever existed.
Oh my god.
So now with a new one, I would change Carousel of Progress and add like another room and maybe have like a pandemic social distancing 2020 take. And then I would keep PhilharMagic exactly as is. But as an important note, when Monsters was on the list, that was the one that I was going to change because I think at the end of the night there should be like one final block with like more adult humor, because Cody and I went once and it was like randomly kind of adult and it was actually hysterical. So I would like it more if there was like that built-in offering.
I changed it because I felt like Monsters was too easy of an answer for everybody. Yeah, everybody definitely would either change it or get rid of it.
Yeah, probably. Definitely.
All right. I think I am going to 100% obviously keep Carousel of Progress exactly as is. I don't need an update or anything because I know that the future, you know, the future scene is like way different than what our future looks like now, but I don't care. It's one of the last things that Walt worked on, so that stays there forever and I will love it forever. This was where I had a hard time between Tiki Room and PhilHar, because I love PhilHar because PhilHar is my second favorite attraction at the Magic Kingdom. But Tiki Room has so much history and I love it. So basically what I came to was Tiki Room can go because I can go to Disneyland and I can do it there. And then PhilHar desperately, in my opinion, needs an update. I think with some of the newer, not all new, just some new characters in there, some of the new IP. Like if I could go through and see Punzi in there, oh my God, I would die. That would be amazing. So yeah, that's what I would do.
All right. The next one was like a random transportation topic. So Test Track, Speedway, and Soarin'.
I think we're probably all going to have the same answer for this. If I'm imagining what we're going to
I'm kind of hoping for a certain answer.
Oh, I already know exactly. Okay, I got it. Speedway, goodbye. Soarin', keep. Test Track, change to Radiator Racers.
Yep.
Yep.
That's exactly what I had.
I didn't think ahead of time, but as soon as I heard it, I knew that was it. Yep. Wait. Oh, hold on. Okay. Yeah, I guess so. The only thing I think I could do is, well, no, it wouldn't make sense. I was going to say change Soarin' to Soarin' over California, but
right. But that means that or keep one of the other two
the way they are, and that's just not okay.
Exactly. I mean, my first thought was California, but no.
I'd yeah, Soarin' over the world is fine. I'll learn to appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay. The alien swirling saucers. I couldn't think of the real name. Astro Orbiter and teacups.
Oh. I already know this.
I think I do. I don't know. I need a moment.
Okay. May I? Okay, go ahead.
I would get rid of teacups. Goodbye.
Wow.
Astro Orbiter, I think I would change. I would keep it all exactly how it is. I love how high it goes. I love the, like, the height is perfect. I love it at night, but I would give it IP. I think I would maybe make it Meet the Robinsons or something else like that. Maybe again, a Big Hero 6 type thing. And I would keep swirling saucers because as much as I'm whatever about Toy Story Land, I actually thought that was a really good version of that kind of ride.
Okay. Oh. Well, this is very, very different. Goodbye, alien saucers. Those can go away forever. Teacups were going to change to be more like Disneyland's because theirs is so whimsical and so pretty and so beautiful. And I want it to be way more prettier. It's just such an ugly little like concrete platform. So we're making ours prettier. And then forever and ever and ever, we are going to keep Astro Orbiter because I think it's such a cool, like to me, it's exactly like what Tomorrowland, when I think of Tomorrowland, like that's what I think of. Like, it's just, I don't know. I think the ride is super fun and I like that there's no IP on that ride because when I think of Tomorrowland, I don't really think of IP. And so I think it's perfect. I think that's what I would do.
That would be my answer too. I think I, as much as I love Toy Story Land, I don't really like Alien Swirling Saucers aside from the soundtrack, which I think is really fun. Astro Orbiter, I truly did not know was a ride. I thought it was just like a decoration in Magic Kingdom for the longest time.
Oh my God.
And then I remember going on it like for the first time, I think at some point when I was in college. And I loved it. It's really fun.
It's fun. It's fast and kind of scary.
Yeah. And I think it's just like, it's really cool. I like the view you can get from of Magic Kingdom. And then teacups. Yeah, I would just change it to like basically not have a covering over it because it's just like, why limit yourself to the teacups?
Well, I think because of the heat and the rain for Florida, that's why they did it. But it's just so ugly looking. Like I just wanted to, like Alice, like Wonderland is beautiful, you know?
I have the same exact answer. For the teacups, I said they just look dirty. Like that whole thing looks dirty. So that needs to be repaired. But otherwise the answers are the same.
Love that.
I did add one more just because I realized we haven't talked about these.
Oh,
but Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster, and Midway Mania.
Oh, I know. I know off the top of my, I got it. You ready? Tower of Terror, favorite ride on all of Walt Disney World. Done. Change Rock and Roller Coaster because who the heck asked for Aerosmith in our parks? Goodbye. And then so change that, but the coaster is great. Goodbye Midway Mania because I'm absolutely terrible at that game. I can never get a good score, so I do not care if I ever ride it again.
I have similar except more specific. I would definitely, unfortunately, I love Midway Mania so much. I have so much fun playing that game because it's the only one I'm good at. And I would hate to get rid of it, but I think I might have to.
Go play at Disneyland.
What?
Go play it at Disneyland.
Yeah, I would change Aerosmith to Phineas and Ferb. It would be the first episode, the world's longest roller coaster, which was apparently a rumor that they were setting it up for. And I've heard another rumor that they have different pieces of the build out of that in a warehouse somewhere in case anything were ever to go wrong with the Aerosmith contract. It's probably a conspiracy theory, but I hang on to it dearly, which means I would keep Tower, I guess, or maybe I'll keep Midway and just get rid of Tower because
you're out of your mind.
I would keep Tower. Tower is pretty special.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I'm in agreement as well. And I think the Phineas and Ferb idea is great.
I, on the other hand, am 100% keeping Toy Story Mania. It's my favorite ride at Disney World ever. I'm going to just change Tower of Terror because I do love that ride and I don't want to see it go and I would be very sad, but I would change it. Honestly, even though I love it as Tower now, I would definitely change it to Guardians of the Galaxy just because I do love Mission Breakout a lot.
I do too, but you cannot compare the two. They're just so different.
I just love Mania, though. I need that to stay. And then Rock and Roller Coaster can just go because it's just always it just needs to be longer. It's just so short. It's like you do like one or two loops and you're done.
It is short. So yeah, in my changing, I would have them do that too. I'd make it longer, but definitely, I love you, Steven Tyler, but what are you doing in my park? So is that it? Did we do them all?
Yeah. I think so. That was amazing. That was honestly the hardest I've laughed and the most fun I've had on a podcast, maybe since we started. I thought that was amazing. I had so much fun.
Yeah, I love that.
I'm excited. We posted a blog today about the Pog Juice. There's a Kona, the brewing company, made Pog Juice spiked seltzers with passion fruit, orange, guava, and I just had some delivered. I'm about to go try one.
That sounds good.
So, well, as always, please make sure you use the code OhBoyThePodcast in our store at thelostbros.com. You can pick up some awesome shirts. And thank you for listening. And I think we'll see you next week, huh? Anyone else?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next week for another Oh Boy podcast full of shenanigans.
And DM us or comment or something and let us know which of our decisions you love. Then tell us what you would do. What would you change? Keep a race.
Love it.
All right.
All righty. So long.
Bye.
Farewell.
To you.
I say bye, goodbye. Okay, bye.
Bye. The fireworks begin. I hear